The world is a dangerous place, not because of those who would do evil, but because of those who look the other way. Those are the words of Albert Einstein, and it is the first epigraph setting the tone for David Carrion's remarkable book, Virginia Tech, Make Sure It Doesn't Get Out. David Carrion's is a retired CIA officer with a career spanning 31 years, most as a political analyst, writing for all levels of the government, from the president on down. He was pretty sure that he would spend his retirement enjoying the things we come to expect in retirement, gardening and traveling, enjoying the company of grandchildren, and in his case, teaching and writing. His books include Intelligence and Crime Analysis, Critical Thinking Through Writing. He's currently teaching a course at the University of Richmond, What Should We Expect from Intelligence? Today, much of his writing reflects tragedy and the simple fact that David Carrion's cannot look the other way. On January 16, 2002, the mother of his oldest grandchild was killed in a shooting at the Appalachian School of Law in Grundy, Virginia. Carrion's first book on school shooting was A Question of Accountability, The Murder of Angela Dales. His newest book is Virginia Tech, Make Sure It Doesn't Get Out. That subtitle, Make Sure It Doesn't Get Out, reflects what he believes to be the cover-up and hypocrisy tangled into the reports and aftermath of the Virginia Tech shooting. It reads like a murder mystery, but achingly, these are real people killed during the best years of their lives. David Carrion's has dedicated an enormous piece of his life helping to prevent school shootings, and as a victims' rights advocate, helping the victims of those shootings and, quote, trying to bring some rational discussion into the problems of gun violence. And he says, most notably, the mental health aspect of the problem. He believes most of these shootings could be avoided if the warning signs are heeded. In an NBC report, Carrion's was quoted as saying, it's very good people making very poor decisions, and the decisions not to do something about a very clear warning that violence is about to occur. You will have a chance to meet and hear David Carrion's at a book A live event in the Northern Neck at the Northumberland Public Library on June 24th at 7 o'clock. I will close with a quote written by the mother of a Virginia Tech victim. I welcome the revelation of truth by David and many others. So let the truth ring out in order to dispel the darkness of distortion, cover-ups, and hidden agendas. Signed, Barbara LaPorte, proud mother of Matthew Joseph LaPorte. This is Thea Marshall.